This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market.
and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Minster. It is a beautiful night on which to start the 2023 high school football season. Temperature in the low 70s, slight wind out of the north. Partly cloudy skies overhead. Minster Gridiron in excellent shape as these two clubs, Minster and Fort Loramie, renew the Route 66 rivalry. These two teams have played 21 times since the year 2005. They split the first six. Minster then won 11 of the next 12, culminating with regular season wins in 2018 and 19. The Fort Loramie Redskins have won the last three meetings. Head coach Spencer Wells, in year number six at the helm of Fort Loramie, is 3-2 against Minster. Seth Whiting, year number three at Minster, has dropped his first three to Fort Loramie. Redskins won last year in the opening game of the season at home at Fort Loramie, 39-27. Won in the regional semifinals at Sydney Memorial Stadium by a final of 35-19. And 2 years ago in a game right here at Minster, Fort Loramie won easily, so the Redskins have won the last three. Minster, though, no longer young. This is an experienced team with 17 or 18 starters back. Fort Loramie returns just six. It's a real pleasure, though, Mr.
I'll be Chuck tonight.
Yeah. It's been Brian. I know. It's a real pleasure for Fort Loramie's head coach, Spencer Wells, to graduate a Maurer and an Eilerman, and yet he's got a Maurer and an Eilerman back.
Well, and you know, the two that graduated, they just were outstanding athletes, great kids, great students, great teammates. But, you know, that's what happens in high school football. People graduate, and now you step up and it's next man up. And Max Maurer is an outstanding athlete. I haven't seen him play quarterback yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing that. And the offensive line, I think, is going to be a key. If they can give him a little bit of time, I think maybe Fort Loramie can stay in the game.
Other side of the field, Brogan Steffi returns as the starting QB for Minster. He is a junior. He started his first 2 years as a freshman. Brogan Steffi, 1,500 yards passing, 600 rushing. Last year as a sophomore, 2,700 passing, 1,000 rushing. Didn't play basketball. Had a little hip procedure done, and he is ready to go for football and basketball here in 2023 at Minster High School. As I mentioned, a boatload of players back, many starters returning offensively and defensively for Minster, including a bevy of wideouts, Speed to Burn, Caleb Gauss, Connor Schmiesing, Noah Schwederman, James Niemeyer. This could be a big play Minster team. Fort Loramie's offensive thrust changes this year, Chuck. A little more ball control. And I think it's very important for Fort Loramie to keep Minster from generating big plays too many times in this game tonight.
Well, and that's obviously a key because Minster, like you said, they got talent. They're skill players are as good as they get. There's like 26 juniors on this football team, and I was talking to some of the Minster people before we got on here, and they were saying that this class is just outstanding, and we're going to get a chance to look at most of them tonight.
Now, these are two sizable Division 7 teams in that I counted 29 players on the two rosters, 6'2", 6'3", and taller.
Yeah.
So for D7 programs, these are big clubs, and of course they will have a lot to do with who wins the line of scrimmage. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. As we just noted, Minster wants to move the ball down the field quickly, if possible, with big plays, primarily through the air. Of course, Brogan Steffi can also tote the football on the ground. It's going to be very key for Fort Loramie defensively to slow down Minster's attack. And Fort Loramie wants a stalemate throughout the first half so the Redskins can then possibly make the big play down the stretch and pull it out. Based on returning players, Minster probably the favorite in this game tonight. Those are the key building components for Fort Loramie and Minster. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Chuck McBee alongside, I'm Jack Kramer. We had seven straight gorgeous Fridays like this last year in August throughout September into October. This, by the way, Chuck, is the earliest start ever right, for high school football in the Buckeye State. Three games before Labor Day on Friday nights.
And took this, I kind of complained about it the last few years because you start in the middle of August, it's hot.
Yep.
But this is a beautiful, beautiful night. And I really like the turf fields. They're great. But the first game of the season on grass, when you're looking out there across this field, boy, is it beautiful.
Sure is. What a scene. Orange and black, red and black. Dynamite game, number 22 in the series. Minster hosting Fort Loramie. We've got comments from both coaches coming up in a couple of minutes. Minster, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
I am Jack, along with Chuck. We're back here at Minster. Coin toss presentation taking place at midfield, and the coin is in the air. It's on the ground, and I think Fort Laramie's won the toss. We'll try to stay with it and give you play-by-play. Redskins may have deferred. I'm not sure. I'm trying to read the lips from the...
Not bad, but from the side. If you can do that, you need to be on TV.
And it looks like Minster will be... receiving to start the game. Fort Laramie kicking. Is that how you read it, Chuck?
That's what I'm seeing. I think Laramie.
Oh no. Redskins.
They won it and chose to receive.
I think that's exactly what happened. Minster will kick to start the game. Well, earlier this week I spoke with Spencer Wells, 6th-year head coach of Fort Laramie. He said his club was looking forward very much to reloading this year and making a statement in 2023.
Did Spencer talk about the 2023 edition of the Fort Laramie Redskins football team? It's a hungry club, a good size, good depth this year.
Man, we're excited. No, it's a fun bunch. You know, as you said, a very hungry group that, you know, I think anytime you lose a really good senior class, you know, it's always a big question of, you know, you got to rebuild or you got to reload. And you can tell that they're very motivated to reload and make a statement of their own. And it's been just such a blast over the summer. You know, we had a great 3 days of camp in June, and then we had 10 days in July, and then getting after it here in August. And it's been so much fun to see with the new schemes that we're doing on offense and defense and special teams, really, how much they've improved and how much they're really starting to look smooth.
Hey, talk about new faces on this club. Gosh, you graduated a Maurer last year. You graduated an Eilerman last year. You had a Maurer and an Eilerman both back, and it's a changed-up offense, so to speak.
Yeah, we got another Maurer starting off the year here at quarterback with Maxwell. And to your point, Carter Eilerman's going to be a tight end for us, and we need him to be a big weapon in the pass game. I mean, he's very athletic, has really grown into his body, very strong, a key weapon for us there. But, yeah, with Maxwell, you know, he's going to lead the offense. A good thing for him is last year he started off as a quarterback, and then as the season went on, if you remember, we switched him to wide receiver, and he made an impact. So he's not new to varsity football. He caught some touchdowns from his brother last season and made some key plays for us in big moments. So, yeah, he's going to lead the helm there. Offense is definitely going to look different. You know, we're lucky to have Will Holland back at running back. He's going to be our major bell cow there running the football, along with Maxwell. You know, the quarterback run game really kind of it's funny how much it reminds me of the teams that we had when I first got the job with Colin Moore at running back or quarterback, who was a really good runner, big physical offensive line, good tight ends. You know, we're pretty dynamic at receiver as well. So, I think it's going to look a lot more like those first offenses than here recent when we were really throwing it all over the place. And so we're going to need to control the line of scrimmage and get movement with our offensive line.
And you've modified the defensive formation too.
Yeah, we're going to a 4-3. So we, once again, you know, kind of coming full circle, when I got the job, we were a 4-3 defense. And last year we made the switch to a 3-4. And I thought that was a good move. We had success with it. Obviously, we had a great year. But with this team, we really, really like our depth on the offense and defensive line. So, you know, adding another lineman into the mix and going to a 4-3 from a 3-4 is really the basis behind that. And those guys, they're a nasty bunch over there. I mean, they pursue. They're physical. You know, they're really getting more familiar with the scheme. And we're definitely excited for that side of the ball.
Special teams, punting game, place kicking. Aiden Boland piped a 35-yard field goal in a scrimmage.
Yeah. Scrimmage schedule, we'll start there, man. I tell you, I would put our scrimmages up there with any Division 7 school. If there's a Division 7 school that has a better scrimmage schedule than us, I'd be surprised. You know, we go to Division 3 Kenton. That's our first scrimmage. It's always very, very physical, and that was the case this year. And then our second scrimmage with St. Mary's and Marion Local, you know, that's about as physical as it gets. So really, really pleased with the progress that we made there. We learned a lot. You know, we got exposed in different areas, which is what I want in a scrimmage. You know, what do we need to fix? Let's not go into week one thinking that maybe we're a little more clean version than we actually are. So we've done that. Our assistant coaches have done a great job. Like you said, Aiden had a big field goal in the St. Mary's scrimmage, but we ran the ball really, really well that scrimmage, in particular against St. Mary's. So as physical as they are, that was a confidence builder for our offense that, hey, if we can pound it against a Division III school, hopefully that bodes well for the season. So it was a lot of fun, and now it's time to get rocking.
And for Division VII, can there be a more stringent regular season schedule than the one you play again this year? Independent opponents, and they are mighty tough, games 1 through 10.
Yeah, no doubt. I tell you, the independent schedule has been a lot of fun from a competition standpoint. You know, this year we've got some long trips going to Lucas again, and Columbus again, and Van Buren as well. But to your point, starting off with Minster and Versailles, obviously two really good programs with a lot of tradition. You know, you talk about LCC, Lucas, Norwalk St. Paul has a Hall of Fame coach that's won 300-some ball games. You know, we take on a bigger school in Columbus Academy. We take on an even bigger school in Talawanda. So, yeah, it's kind of that combination of schools with tradition, you know, schools that are bigger than us, and schools that really throw a variety of schemes at you. Lucas being wing T, you know, LCC with their quarterback is more spread. And so we see a lot of different looks, which prepares you well for the playoffs because, as you know, you can see pretty much anything then. So, yeah, that's no different this year. We're going to have to be ready to go.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of orange and black the first 2 weeks. Versailles, the second game. Minster in the opener tonight. What a rivalry this has become.
Yeah, it's a fun game, man. You can tell everyone's excited from a community standpoint. It's a really fun rivalry, both those games, to start the year off. So, we're ready to go. You know, it's been an awesome week. It's been an awesome summer. I think the key early on is just keeping your focus. You know, the team that can keep their focus and not get lost in the excitement of week one, not get lost in the lights and in the environment of a game that you haven't played in a long time, you know, I think that's going to be key for us. And then responding to adversity, you know, I think just once again, getting back in game mode and understanding in every single game that we play, the other team's going to do some good things. And so we got to make sure we stay focused on winning the next play, responding to adversity, showing resiliency and leadership on the field to get us focused and dialed back in so that we can get the momentum back on our side when that happens. So this unit has that leadership, and we're ready to get going.
As Coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie said, so critical for his team to run the ball well all season long, starting tonight. Will Holland galloped for nearly 1,000 yards as a junior last year. He romped for 12 touchdowns. Offensive line returns 3 starters, and it should be a cog up front, paving the way for Holland. Head coach for Minster, Seth Whiting, 3 years here at the helm of the Wildcats. Before then, 5 years at Alliance. He was 21-19, by the way, at Springfield Northwestern. 17 or 18 starters return for the Minster Wildcats.
Our team has been together for 3 years now, and this is the first time where, you know, going into a Friday night, we're not playing with a tremendous amount of youngsters. So, you know, it's a good thing. It was nice going through the off season, being able, you know, in our summer installation period and coming into camp. It was nice being able to go through and not have to teach from the ground up all over again. You know, obviously with your freshmen and your sophomores and those guys coming in, you got to spend some time there. But with our older guys, we were able to get through things a little more rapid. You know, but we remind the kids all the time, hey, your excuse of, well, we're playing with freshmen and sophomores against juniors and seniors is gone, because now we're junior, senior heavy. So, you know, it's time to go see what we can do.
And Brogan Steffi returns at quarterback, and that's a coach's dream to have that kind of a QB in Division VII high school football.
Yeah, he's very talented. He returns, you know, for his third year starting. You know, end up being a 4-year starter for us, and he is very, very talented and very smart. You know, some of the best things about the kid, though, is very, very humble. Not ever going to tell you about, you know, what he's been able to do or what he's accomplished, or, you know, everybody's aware of how difficult our conference is. And, you know, as a freshman, like, he started 8 of our games and threw for almost 1,500 yards and ran for 600 or 500, which, you know, you're a freshman in the MAC, and, you know, he wasn't surrounded by a bunch of senior starters. He was surrounded by other freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, it was pretty impressive. You know, last year I think he threw for 2,700 and ran for almost 1,000. He's a good football player, but he's a super humble kid, and he'll do anything you ask him. I mean, he sells out every Friday night. So
he's a real good runner. He sells out lugging the football, and he's got a variety of fine receivers to throw the ball to.
He does. We have a skilled group of kids coming back. Like you said, I think we have, you know, 17-ish starters coming back, and a lot of those guys are skilled players. You know, he makes a ton of plays, but he's not the only one out there that can do it. You know, James Niemeyer is a special high school football player, and, you know, we're excited to see what he can do. And, you know, there's some other guys in that group. Noah Schwederman's a sophomore wide receiver for us. We're looking for big things from him. You know, Dylan Heikamp, Connor Schmiesing, Caleb Kaus, Charlie Schmiesing, Cole Albers, big tight end for us. So there's a lot of kids that are capable of doing some things, and Justin Bergman's back at tailback. So, you know, we're excited to see what those guys can do.
Hey, in your 3 years of coaching high school football here at Minster, this might be your biggest, strongest team up front on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys coming back there too, and they did a great job in the off season and have put on some good size and strength. So, we still have a ton of work to do, and you know, we're not the only ones that got bigger and faster in the off season. So, you know, we just want to make sure our kids are physically as prepared as possible to go compete.
In the kicking game, Bergman is a one-man gang.
He is. He is. Justin's, going to kick for us extra points and kick off, and he's going to punt for us also. He's a really, really talented kid. He can throw the football. He can catch football. He can run the football. He can kick it. He can punt it. He can snap. He can hold if we would need him to, but we have other guys to do that. He does a little bit of everything and plays defense and tailback for us. And he's a good kid. And he's another one, though, that's just he's a quiet assassin. He just comes in and does his work and is incredibly coachable.
And the long series of head-to-head clashes to open the year with Fort Loramie continues tonight here at Minster.
It does. It's a great opening game. I hope that this game never goes away. The towns are 5 minutes apart. You know, they do a really good job over there. Their staff does, and their football team's really solid. And I know they're not a MAC school, but they're a MAC team. I mean, they're just like everybody else in the MAC. They're big, physical, well-coached. You know, it's an exciting game. I know our kids get up for this game, and I'm sure their kids do too. And, you know, they've bested us the last 3 years. So, you know, I know in the off season it was a big motivator for our kids, but as far as prep goes, every week's business like. So this is just preparing for a team like we do every other week, but everybody's lying if they think there's not a little bit of skin in the game there.
Oh, there is skin in this game, a lot at stake, Chuck. These big games in August, every bit as important as those in October, because these two teams will wind up winning 15, 16 games between them, perhaps. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if one of these two clubs that didn't go 8-2, 7-3, maybe both 7-3, a lot of computer points eventually will be on the line for whoever wins this game tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, you talk about let's get into the league. No, this game is as important. And you're right. At the end of the season, the winner of this game is going to get a lot of points from winning this game tonight.
No question about it. Here are your starting lineups. Fort Loramie on offense first. The quarterback, Maxwell Maurer. In the offensive backfield, Will Holland. Tight ends are Carter Eilerman and Ty Kemper. Wideouts, Cole Barhorst and Thomas Hoyne. Along the line of scrimmage, your tackles, Braden Frilling and Jason Siegel. The guards, Lewis Hart and Ben Kleiman. Over the ball at center is Roger Hoyne. For the Minster Wildcats, the quarterback is Brogan Steffi. In the offensive backfield, Justin Bergman is the primary running back. A collection of wideouts, including Caleb Kaus, Connor Schmiesing, Noah Schwederman, and James Niemeyer. Along the offensive line, Ian Homan, Gabe Bornhorst, Will Frimmel, Shad Chultze, and Fletcher Luthman. Your tight end is Cole Albers. He is a 6'7" sophomore. Chuck, we remember him from the basketball floor.
Yeah, a heck of a basketball player. Just a really good athlete.
The weather perfect.
Yeah.
Outstanding conditions here at Minster tonight. Temperature probably dipping into the upper 60s as the night moves along. No chance of rain whatsoever. A few puffy clouds overhead. The gridiron here at Minster Memorial Stadium is in superb shape. We'll return with the opening kickoff and start this game. Fort Loramie at Minster coming up. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Oh, what an atmosphere here for Division 7 football.
Good crowd.
Opening night at Minster. Well, you can feel the electricity in the air. Several minutes ago, Chuck, as we were trying to decipher the coin toss, Fort Loramie did win it and took the ball.
Right, that's what I saw.
And Minster kicks off with a breeze at its back to start the game. Justin Bergman kicking, and Fort Loramie will feature Will Holland, Cole Barhorst, and Thomas Hoing back deep to receive the opening kick. And we launch the 2023 season here tonight.
Here we are, both alive still. That's amazing, isn't it?
One of our fine new sponsors, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi on East Main, where quality manufacturing, not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Opening kick by Bergman is a ground ball down to the 22-yard line. Fort Loramie gobbles it up, returns it to the 32. A bring back at 10. First down, 10 yards to go for the Redskins across their own 30-yard stripe.
Well, Holland did a nice job, because that was a tough, it was spinning and kicking, and he got a hand on it and stacked it, and he got about 10 to 11 yards on the return.
You know, in high school football these days, Chuck, you often see a low twisting kick to prevent the long return. The return club would like to turn that into an offensive play, but they can't do it when the ball's on the ground, bounding down the field.
Very few kickers in high school can kick it through to the end zone. The kid from Xenia I watched on Thursday, he could.
Ooh, we'll see him in a few weeks when Sydney plays on the road against the Buccaneers. Maxwell Maurer calls his own number on first and 10 from the 32. And look at him, wriggle outside left tackle. Gets a couple blocks, stays on his feet. Good disciplined run by the quarterback, Maxwell Maurer, as he rumbles for 12 from the 32 to the 44.
Nice job of the offensive line. They made a nice hole that time. He was 5 yards upfield before they touched him.
Minster Wildcats with a 4-3 defensive look. Redskins have two tight ends, Kemper and Eilerman. Now a couple of wideouts flanked to the right. Holland alongside Maxwell Maurer. Fake pitch to Holland. Maurer keeps. He darts up the middle. Makes one man miss at the 45. Stays on his feet. Belted down at the 49-yard line. Chad Schultze popped him. In advance for half of that 10, gain of 5 for Maxwell Maurer. Line of scrimmage short of the Fort Loramie 49. We played a minute, no score, opening series. Fort Loramie's won the last 3. Minster won 11 of the previous 12 before the Redskins' 3-game win streak. Series began back in 2005. The two clubs split their first 6. Now a shift up front by Fort Loramie, slot right, man in motion across the formation. And Maurer gives, sweeping right end. It is Cole Barhorst, and he shoulder to the turf across the 50 at the 49.
Connor Sneezing put a lick on him.
What a hit on the play by Connor Sneezing of the Wildcats. We didn't hear the pop-up here. It occurred on the far side of the field. Fort Loramie crowd might have heard.
Yeah, he stopped him in his tracks. That was a picture-perfect tackle.
That hit was Perfection, textbook.
And it seems like we've been calling Connor Smeezing's name for about 8 years now.
Third down, 3 yards to go for a first down for Fort Loramie from the Minster 49. Redskins a hard-earned two on the previous play. Again, a shift up front, slot right, and two men in motion, perhaps delay a game against Fort Loramie. Little hesitation offensively in getting set.
Yeah, they came out. They were in the wrong set. They were going to shift, but they came out to the wrong side, and it cost them that. They just lost track of the play clock.
Instead of third and three, it's third and eight.
Yeah.
And that'll modify the play call.
A little different call now. I can see them over there. The head coaches, the play callers are sitting over here.
We played 2.5 minutes, no score. Fort Loramie in the huddle for a lengthy time. Head coach Spencer Wells, far side of the field with the clipboard in hand. Looking on from the 40, his team is lined up at the 46. Third and eight, Maurer rolls left. He wants to throw, does, lobs to the 41 of Minster, too high. Good coverage by the Wildcats. The ball floated out of the hands of Maurer. He missed his mark. He thought about running the football, passed it a yard short of the line of scrimmage, but was not a smooth-looking offensive play on third down.
No, that penalty really hurt him because they had to go to a pass, and Minster knew it.
Spencer Knopf, K-N-O-U-F-F, back in punt formation at his 31. One deep return man for Minster at his own 22.
That's Smeezing.
It is Smeezing who steps back to get the end-over-end kick at the 20, breaks a tackle. He's got an opening, slithers up the middle, spilled at the 38. Smeezing with about a 17-yard return.
I thought he had his knee down when he picked the ball up, but I guess they're not going to call it.
It was close. If he wasn't grazing the top edges of the grass, he was within a whisker of being there.
Now the official closer than me, so we'll go with the official.
Yep, sure will. First and 10, Minster. Wildcats have the ball at their own 38. 8:52 to go in the first. Fort Loramie produced one first down, had to kick. Was penalized once for 5 yards. Number 12, Brogan Steffi, junior, 3-year starter at the helm for Minster. Lone back behind him is Bergman. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Trips to the near side. Steffi calls his own number on Minster's first play, just like Maxwell Maurer did for Fort Loramie on the Redskins' first offensive thrust. And it is a short gain for Steffi, who weaves to the 42-43. Second down and 6, Minster. Ball smack dab, middle of the field. About 4 yards short of the orange Minster M. It stretches from 145 to the other. Line of scrimmage, the 43. Second down and 6. 5 wideouts flanked. Here's Steffi, short drop, screen, middle of the field. Caught on the play, but Schmeezing rolled to the turf at the 47. Ooh, that was diagnosed neatly by Fort Loramie's defense.
Very well, because that middle screen like that sometimes, basically early in the season, will burn you bad.
Ray Hoing was not caught by surprise as he trapped Schmeezing and dropped him at the 46-yard line. Third down and 3 for Minster. 7:45 to go first quarter, no score. Fort Loramie's had the ball once. This is Minster's first possession. Ball resting 4 yards shy of the 50. Third and 4 Wildcats. Trips to the far side. 2 offensive backs staggered alongside Steffi. Quick hard count. Handoff up the middle. Bergman. Bergman twists and turns. He slowed and dropped at the 47. A good 2 yards short of a first down. Gabe Hart got his legs wrapped up, would not let him inch further. Let's see what Minster does here on fourth down, Chuck, and very close to 2 yards to go for a first down.
Yeah, they're in their own territory, but they've got confidence in his offense. They're going to go for it.
This could be a four-down offensive team all year long with the weapons Coach Seth Whiting has. 3 receivers left. Let's see if Steffi keeps and rolls one direction or the other. Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Loramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later.
Yeah, but Loramie sold out, and you understand why they did. And when he got into the backfield, that kid's got some speed.
We go right back to our Francis Schulze. Keys to this game, the key building components.
Big
Fort
play.
Loramie's got to slow down Minster's offense and prevent the big play. And in the first 5.5 minutes of this game, it occurs. Extra point kick by Minster is up, and it is good by Bergman. He nails it inside the right post. Officials talking to a Minster player about something. Don't see a flag. I doubt that something will be stepped off on the ensuing kickoff. 6:33 left in the first. Minster on the board, up 7-0 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Well, Minster kicked off to start the game and then scores first. Fort Loramie netted one first down, had to punt. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped, returned by Fort Loramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats a man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run by Ray Hoying. I said Ray. I should have said Thomas. I get the Hoyings mixed up. Roger and Ray Hoying, brothers of their older brothers, Cal and Max, who had good years here at Fort Loramie. What a return. I tell you what, Chuck, the tackling so far here in the first several minutes of this game, a little shoddy. Big plays both ways. And now here is Aiden Boland to try to tie this game up at 7. It's a low sidewinding kick. It is not artistic, but it counts. It's good. 6:18 left here in the first. Wow, what a play by Ray Hoying. His kickoff return.
Thomas.
I'm sorry, Thomas Hoying. I'll get it straight sooner or later. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The ensuing kickoff by Fort Loramie rolls to the left, beyond the hash marks, beyond the numbers, out of bounds around the 15-yard line by rule. Minster starts first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Well, if you fear a return man, Chuck, that's not a bad ploy to kick it to the sideline.
No, and it hit, and he got a bad luck because when it hit, it almost went straight to the left. It was almost a perfect kickoff.
Yep, Ray Hoying with a terrific kickoff return for a touchdown.
Thomas.
Thomas Hoying, my mistake.
I'm going to keep giving him Thomas. That's a long run for a kid.
and I think Minster was out of its lanes defending that return as a result of that bobble down around the 13 or 14 yard line. Here is a running play by Minster, stuffed over the 36 at the 37 yard line. Second down and close to 7 yards to go for a first down for Minster. 5:58 to go here in the first. Minster attired in the home black. White numbers, orange and black headgear, Fort Loramie. White jerseys, red pants, black helmets. On second down and long, Minster features two receivers to the left. Steffi, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Minster offensive line is down. Steffi claps his hands, fakes to Bergman. Here's a quick hitter in the left flat. Receiver grabs at the 42-yard line, and then he tries to elude the tackler, stays on his feet for a couple more. It's Schwederman, who's eventually hammered down by Thomas Hoying at the 44. Third and one for Minster. That short pass game for Minster is an extension of the run game. They get the ball to receivers so fast.
Well, watching Loramie on that one, they were confused. They were talking to each other still who was going to cover him when the ball was snapped.
7-7 tie, 4:56 to go in the first. Minster with a third and one from the Wildcats, 44. Two receivers flank left. Steffi gives to Bergman. Bergman power run up the gut. Bulldozes over the 45. Spilled at the 47. First and 10, Minster. 47 on the Cats side of the 50.
Well, Smeezy's not a big kid. I mean, he's 5'6", 160. But he runs between the tackles with some authority.
And if he gets beyond the linebackers or even with them, it's bye-bye.
Got a score in Anna leads Indian Lake 7-0 in the first quarter.
Minster with a slight breeze at its back, moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you imagine Minster Memorial Stadium. First and 10, Minster, 47. Wildcat side of the 50. Steffi with time in the offensive backfield. Shoots a bullet outside the numbers. Left side of the field complete right at the first down stake. Niemeyer handles it. Turns, met solidly, but he gained 10 right in the nose.
Yeah, it's a well-designed play, and Steffi's got an arm. He has a rifle to him. He got there quickly.
Good tackle on the play, but Carter Gaston on the outside for Fort Loramie. But, boy, you give these Wildcat receivers cushion, they're going to play pitch and catch 7 to 10 yards downfield all night. Got to somehow get a little bit of heat on Steffi. First and 10, Wildcats, Fort Loramie 42. Short drop to Steffi. Throws near side of the field. Receiver had it momentarily at the 35, and then he was bracketed by two Fort Loramie defenders, and they shook it loose. Aiden Boland with a strong hit. Good play by Boland.
Yeah, because that was going to be about an 8-yard gain, 9-yard gain right there. It's hard to get pressure on Steffi because he throws the ball such a quick release.
Yes. And Boland popped the receiver, who is cast just as the ball arrived, setting up a second and 10 from the Fort Loramie 42.5, 3:24 to go. First quarter, 7-7 tie. Two receivers near side for the quarterback, Steffi. He motions the hands, gives on the play to Schmiesing. Schmiesing tries to knife outside left tackle, tripped up at the 40. He sneaked forward for two, that's it. Passing down here, third and 8, Minster at the Fort Loramie 40. Third and 8. Several substitutions here for the Minster Wildcats. An additional wideout, Dylan Heitkamp comes in. 5'8", 160-pounder. He's flanked to the left, trips to the near side. Schmiesing the lone back behind Steffi. Third and 8, Minster, 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. Snap to Steffi, fakes the inside handoff. Brogan keeps. He rambles outside right tackle. He's got space at the hash marks of the 35, 30. No one touches him until he's pushed down at the 27 of Fort Loramie. It's a nice gain on the play of a dozen. Number 21, Carter Gasson. It's a quick pace attack. Minster to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Ball marked for play at the Redskins 27. Here is Steffi, fakes to Schmiesing, throws it low, near sideline. It's on the ground, and it's not corralled cleanly by the receiver, Noah Schwederman.
Yeah, he started to throw it, saw a defender there, and kind of held up a little bit and threw it into the ground. Might have been a good choice.
2:12 to go, first quarter of play, game tied at 7. Long run half the field by Steffi for a touchdown. And nearly a 90-yard kickoff return by Fort Loramie's Thomas Hoying for a score. Here is Minster running to the right. It's Connor Schmiesing angling to the outside. Gets to the 25, upended right there. Falls forward to the 23.5. That sets up a third and better than 6 for Minster. Two explosive plays here in the opening quarter. Last year in the regular season, opening game at Fort Loramie, 39-27, Redskins won. 11 touchdowns in that game, and then in the playoffs, 35-19, Fort Loramie a winner. 10 TDs in that contest. Steffi fakes to Schmiesing. Here's a look into the tight end. It's bobbled. No good. It hits the ground at the 15. Heitkamp on the slant. He was in traffic.
Threw behind him just enough that he couldn't pull it in.
Nice job by Thomas Hoying of Fort Loramie. He got a hand in there, made the deflection, and Minster will go for it here from the Fort Loramie 23. Fourth down, 6 yards to go for a first down. A minute 23 to go, opening period.
If Minster is dominating time of possession in this game so far.
1, 2, 3 receivers to the left, a couple to the right. Steffi is by himself in the offensive backfield, and Minster gets a late timeout call. Minute 23 left to go here in the first quarter. 7-7 tie. Redskins actually were the team that pulled off that timeout, saw something that they didn't like on defense, and we'll make an adjustment. We'll be back in 30. Big fourth down coming up for Minster in Fort Loramie territory on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Big play early in this game. Final 80 seconds, first quarter, 4th and 6, Minster at the Fort Loramie 23. Man in motion across the formation. Steffi fakes, spins to the left, now looks middle of the field, and it is overthrown at the 5-yard line. Man was available. It was Charlie Schmiesing, the 6'2", 200-pound tight end. He had slipped free. It was a sneaky play call, a good one. It just was not executed well enough on the throw.
He was wide open, and Steffi just overthrew him. I mean, that's it's the first game of the season. Even though the young man's playing, starting his third year, he's still a high school kid.
But the Redskins take over on their own 23. Fort Loramie earned a first down to start the game, then punted, returned to kickoff for a score. Well done by Tom Hoying. Here is Fort Loramie trying to charge over left guard. Nothing doing. Minster stands tall. No gain. Right at the 23. 1 minute left, opening quarter. 7-7 deadlock.
Number 26, Will
Kanapke. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the 24. Credit the Redskins for an advance of 1 on the previous play. 1 receiver right, 1 to the left. Will Holland staggered alongside the quarterback, Maxwell Maurer. It goes to Holland, and Holland slants outside right tackle, meets a stone wall up at the 29. 2 runs by Holland generate about 6. 3rd and 4, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 29. Final 27 seconds of the first quarter. Fort Laramie doesn't need to run off another play. Play clock shows 30, 29, 28. Scoreboard reads under 15 seconds, and that is going to wind up action here in the first. Fort Laramie 7, Minster 7. After 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Well, we've been doing business for 40 years at Cutaway Styling Salon, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Other stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. We commence the second quarter, 3rd and 5, Fort Laramie. Maxwell Maurer arches a bomb, middle of the field. It is Carter Eilerman spearing it at the 50-yard line. There is a flag at the line of scrimmage. Perhaps a motion call on Fort Laramie.
It was. Holland took about a half a step before the ball was snapped. What a great throw and catch that was, though.
Carter Eilerman for Fort Laramie had two or three black jerseys around him at the 48-yard line, but still managed to reach up and spear it. He was well covered, but the Eilerman height paid off, but it is wiped out. Motion call against the Redskins.
Yep.
Third and 15.
New line of scrimmage is now back inside the 20 at the 19. Third down, 15 yards to go for Fort Laramie. That completion that's negated had gotten the Redskins out of a big hole.
Out of Minster territory.
Yep. Now you can bet Minster is looking for forward pass. Maurer takes the snap in the shotgun spread, rolls right, keeps it, then floats it near sideline. It is going to be picked off out of bounds at the 45. Incompletion.
All kinds of flags here.
Two markers down in the vicinity of the 20-yard line in Fort Laramie's end. In fact, there's a third across the way. 11:19 to go, second quarter, game tied at 7. And you can bet Minster will decline the infraction on Fort Laramie and take the football.
Well, it must have been something big because three of them saw it.
Will Holland had a 67-yard touchdown run against St. Mary's in a scrimmage, wiped out, holding penalty. Those are the kinds of mistakes you hope you can correct during the first few weeks of the season and eliminate those penalties, for the stretch run may often crop up and hurt you early in the year. Knopf on to do the punting for Fort Laramie. And he will be back around the one. It may very well have been that Maxwell Maurer,
that's what they said,
rolled out too long,
yep,
and stepped too far down the field and was beyond the line of scrimmage when he pitched it. Spencer Knopf at his one to take the snap from center and punt it for Fort Laramie. Game tied at 7, opening minute, second quarter. Low driving kick by Knopf with the win. It's a good one. Caught on the dead run by Minster. Back at the Wildcats, 45. Heitkamp strides over midfield, slips and falls at the 47 of Fort Loramie. Good field position for the home team. You won't believe the savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. And you receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets at Pro Hardware in Jackson Center. And third, you can save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets too. Your one-stop shop for home improvement, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. Steffi in the pocket, fires a shot to the left side of the field. On the run, receiver Spears at the 42. Stays on his feet as Connor Smeezing, who rolls down inside the 40-yard line of Fort Loramie to the 36. That play not defended real well. It goes for 10. Short pass, even better run after the reception. And Minster has it with the nose of the ball at the 35 of Fort Loramie. Opening minute 20 of the second period. Game tied at 7. Split wide to the right is Schwederman. He's out there with Heitkamp. Two backs alongside Steffi. Minster elects to run on a first down. Offensive line is motoring for the ball carrier, who stays on his feet and trudges to the 29.
That was Bergman. That was his first carry. I'll tell you what, he runs hard.
Well done by Bergman. Offensive line up front. Gabe Bornhorst and Will Frimmel did the job. Bergman chugged for 6, 29-yard line of Fort Loramie, 2nd and 4. Bergman gets the nod again, slowed at the point of attack, dragged down at the 28. It will be 3rd down for Minster, and at least a couple to go for a first down.
McCumber got him that time. He hit him right in the hole and just barely got a yard out of it.
Solid play by outside linebacker Brock McCumber. Gain of just 1, 3rd and more like 3 to go for a first down for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 29. 9:26 to go in the second. We're tied at 7. Trips to the right. Here comes pressure from Fort Loramie. Uh-oh, offsides Redskins.
First down.
Yeah, Fort Loramie is the team that's been victimized by penalties so far, and they've all hurt. One wiped out a pass play across the 50. This one allows Minster to generate a gift first down. New line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 23. 1st and 10 Wildcats, under 9 to go, 2nd quarter. Again, trips to the right for Steffi. Offensive backfield is the ball carrier, who sprints to the outside, gaping hole, surging and squeezing as he racks up a nice gain down to about the 16-yard line. Maxwell Maurer will go both ways most all year for Fort Loramie. In there on the hit, McCumber assisted. But boy, the offensive line for Minster blocked down to the right.
Yep.
Schwederman did the rest. Play goes for closer to 7. 2nd down and 3, Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 12. Steffi, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Takes the snap, looks middle of the field, now throws end zone. Receiver open, leaping attempt by Niemeyer. Is he inbounds? 4 yards deep in the end zone. He is! Minster crowd loves it. Superb reception by James Niemeyer. He was all MAC last year. A good pass catcher, fine route runner. Steffi hit him on the numbers. Good play by Niemeyer. Fort Loramie did not have thorough enough coverage. Niemeyer used the boundary to help him. Fort Loramie didn't get there in time. 12-yard touchdown strike. Here's the extra point tried by Bergman to give Minster a 7-point cushion. And he belts it through right down the middle. 8 minutes, 5 seconds to go, second quarter. The aerial from Steffi to Niemeyer sends Minster in the lead by a score here on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
But Chuck, you noticed on the touchdown pass by Steffi, he delivered a very good pump fake.
Absolutely.
Which threw off the Fort Loramie secondary people.
Yep, two of them stepped up towards where you thought he was throwing the ball, and Niemeyer went right behind him.
Yep, Niemeyer drifted deep across the goal line and snared the touchdown catch. Here's a bouncing ball, kickoff by Bergman down to the 27. Fort Loramie returns up to the 35. Oh, it's shaken loose. It's on the ground. Minster's got it at the Fort Loramie 30. Big turn of events here in the second quarter. 7:57 to go till halftime. Minster up 7. Now gets possession deep in Fort Loramie's end. It was Bergman who wound up recovering the kickoff after he booted it downfield. What a game for him.
Well, you saw that coming, and he reached in. Kemper had the ball, not used to returning kickoffs because it was a short squibber, and he just took the football. He knew what he was doing right from the beginning.
That field position, all Minster so far in this game. Wildcats have run four times as many plays as the Redskins. Under 8 to go, second quarter. Minster possession. Line of scrimmage, the 30. Steffi with a pump fake. Whips it behind Niemeyer down at the 17-yard line. He went up the field on more of a fly route. Steffi was aiming for Niemeyer on the down and out pattern. No good, incompletion. Clock stops. 7:53 to go, second quarter of play. Minster 14, Fort Loramie 7.
I'm glad high school went to the 42nd, started right at the end of the play like college does. That's a lot better than that 25-second clock because they always started it too soon.
Yeah, it takes the subjectivity out of it.
Absolutely.
Yep. I like it too. Two receivers split far right for Steffi, the quarterback for Minster in the spread. Second and 10, Fort Loramie 30. Here is a give by Steph. No, Steffi keeps. He read it. Kept the ball. Open area. Outside right tackle. No one home. And he zips to the end zone. Unmolested. Touchdown, Minster. Oh, Steffi had that ball in Bergman's tummy. It seemed like for a couple of Bergman strides and then yanked it away. Petty Jr. quarterback right there.
Well, he faked me out because I'm telling you, I was watching the tackle saying, great defensive play in my mind. And then you said, Steffi, going down the middle. And I went, oh.
That was one phenomenal read by the quarterback, Steffi.
Yeah, boy.
20-7, Minster in the lead. Extra point tried by Bergman. It's a little low, and it's crammed, blocked at the line of scrimmage. And let's see if that looms big later on in this game. It's a 13-point gap, not 14. Minster with two quick touchdowns here in the second period. 7:45 to go till the halftime break. 20-7, Minster over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Yep, so far, the Brogan Steffi show for Minster. He's raced for a couple touchdowns on the ground, thrown for one. Ensuing kickoff by Bergman, bouncing down to the 31-yard line. Fort Loramie returns. Numbers near side to the 43. It was Carter Eilerman who toted the ball. Shy of the 45. First down Redskins, who need points before halftime, Chuck, to carve into this two-touchdown deficit.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. The momentum, after that kickoff return, it was looking good, and now the momentum has switched back to Minster.
Now the Redskins with a kickoff return for a touchdown tonight, and a kickoff return that was fumbled at the Fort Loramie 30.
Well, Loramie got one first down.
Yep, just one first down for Fort Loramie in this game. Maxwell Maurer in the shotgun spread. Fakes the toss, sweep to the right to Holland, keeps, and he is met solidly 2 yards over the line of scrimmage at the 46. Second down and eight. Real good defensive game for Chad Schulze of Minster in there on that stop. Forward progress might have given Maurer three on the last play. Second down and seven, we'll call it, from the Fort Loramie 47. Two receivers left. Kemper and Eilerman, your tight ends. Handoff on the play to Holland. He slithers outside left tackle, running laterally. Dragged down at the 49 of Minster. The play went for about four or five. Third down and three and a half to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. 6:44 to go in the second quarter. 20-7. Minster in the lead.
I'll tell you, on the play before, Schulze is 6'1", 300 pounds. You're not going to move him out of the hole.
Nope, he's a load. Boy, a lot of size on the field in this game tonight, as I noted during the pregame. 29 young men, 6'2", 6'3", and taller. Fort Loramie tries to run over right tackle, surging as Holland met well at the point of attack, then bounces off and leans and falls forward to the 46 for what appears to be a first down.
Yeah, it is.
Only the second of this game for Fort Loramie.
Well, and again, go back to what you just said. 6 minutes to go in the half. They need a touchdown here.
Yep. And it would be wise for Fort Loramie to hang on to the ball for most of these 6 minutes. Keep in mind, the Redskins received to start the game. Minster will return the second half kick. First and 10, Fort Loramie, shy of the 45. Maurer, all kinds of time, rolling right. Little pitch and catch with a receiver down at the 34. It's a good play. It is Cole Barhorst, who strides to the 31 after snaring the football. Good toss and run after reception by Fort Loramie outside the Minster 30.
Good job by Maurer that time. He went through his read. He went through three different receivers before he found him.
Barhorst with good wheels. Caught it. Eluded a man. Play generated 15. Third first down of the game for the Redskins. Receivers left and right. 5:23 to go here in the first half. 20-7 Minster. Snap back to Maurer. Looks like a keeper all the way. Minster stretches it out, and Maurer is spilled at the 30-yard line. Tackled hard.
Number 10, Connor Schmiesing.
Yeah, I thought that was Schmiesing.
Connor Schmiesing racked him up. Second down and nine. Fort Loramie at the Minster 30. 5 minutes even left in quarter number two. Minster in front by 13 points, 20-7. On a spectacular night for high school football as we open the 2023 campaign. It is gorgeous.
Beautiful. And yeah, the little bit of a breeze actually makes it feel better.
Mm-hmm. Temperature right around 69, 70 degrees. Fort Loramie, second and long. Bowers in trouble in the offensive backfield. Tries to escape. Oh, he breaks a tackle. Stays on his feet. Forward progress to the 20. What a play by Maxwell Maurer. Chucky might have hustled for about 11 or 12. Yep. And another Fort Loramie first down. Good ad-lib play by the QB.
The receivers were covered. He avoided a rusher and ran for 11 yards. Nice play.
4:15 to go, second quarter. Minster 20, Fort Loramie 7. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 20, first and 10 for the Redskins, who've now produced four first downs. Maurer with a quick out pass at the line of scrimmage, received at the 20, run after catch down inside the 10, the 5. Tackle made at about the 3.
I think we got movement again.
And a penalty may wipe it out again. No.
Oh, no.
Sideline warning, Minster.
Yeah, I thought that Holland might have taken a quick step again that time. Good break.
And I didn't catch the number of the receiver for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it was Thomas Hoing.
Nice catch and run, but Thomas Hoing, he ran a good route into open space underneath that Minster zone. Maurer hit him on the dead run. And now Fort Loramie sets up shop just inside the 5 at the 4 with 3:37 to go here in the second quarter. Timeouts remaining, Minster 3, Fort Loramie 2. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, run formation, two tights, two offensive backs, handoff, left guard, and Fort Loramie manages to generate about 2 of those 4 yards. It is Hoing who cracked forward behind his offensive lineman. Up front for Fort Loramie, Braden filling in a tackle. Jason Siegel, another offensive tackle spot. The guards, Lewis Hart and Ben Flyman. The center, Roger Hoing. They've got to get the job done here. Second and goal from the 2. Maurer runs back into the offensive backfield. It's a delay handoff play, and Holland is snowed under at about the 2.5. Might have lost a foot or 2. Play was not quick developing. Good penetration by Minster's Frimmel, and a timeout has been called. 2:42 to go, second quarter. Third and goal, Fort Loramie from the 3-yard line. When we return, 20-7 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Mary and 7, Wallpox 7.
2:42 to go here in the first half of play. Fort Loramie Redskins knocking on the door of Minster. Third down and 3 to go from the 3. Goal to go situation. Redskins began the series 2 plays ago at the 2.5-yard line. Might have lost a half yard on the second down play. Actually, the series began at the 4. First running play, netted 2 to the 2. Last play, lost a half. Here's Maxwell Maurer rolling right in the offensive backfield. A short flip, 4 yards deep in the end zone. It's caught. Open receiver. Touchdown. Maxwell Maurer threw it to Carter Eilerman. Big target in the end zone. And Carter seemed to just stop his route in space.
Yep.
Made sure he didn't attract too many black jerseys. And he was easy to find for Maxwell Maurer. And he just lobbed it to him. That was a soft pitch and catch.
Right.
Big extra point here by Boland. 20-13 Minster. Kick is away. Swirling to the left. Is it inside the upright? It is. Count it. 2:37 left till halftime. Fort Loramie strikes back. Minster 20. Fort Loramie 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Big series coming up here in this game. Minster will receive the kickoff up the six. 2:37 left, second quarter. Minster will receive the kickoff to start the second half as well. A chance here for the Wildcats to get two straight possessions and put points on the board twice. Kickoff return by Minster, and the return man almost was twisted around and dropped at the 23, stayed on his feet, and managed to slither back out across the 30 to the 33-yard line. Carter Gaston on the hit, and here's where Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, simply cannot give up the big play.
Right. 2.5 minutes to go. John Keller, that was a nice return right there. He took the ball kind of away from Smeezing.
2.5 to go till halftime. Each team with two timeouts remaining. Minster, two wideouts near side of the field. A couple of backs staggered alongside Steffi, the junior quarterback and three-year starter for Minster. Four down linemen for Fort Loramie. It's an inside running play. Bergman or Schmiesing piled up at the 35 or 6. Wedged out three or four. Second down and seven for Minster as we near the two-minute mark late in the second quarter. Minster on top of the 6, 20 to 14.
Roger Hoying having a nice game on both sides of the line.
Oh, he sure is. He is an outstanding player, can go both ways, extremely athletic. He's as tough as they come. Two receivers near side for Steffi. Again, Schmiesing and Bergman alongside. Maybe a change in the play call by head coach Seth Whiting here on the Minster sideline. Whoops, and the referee steps in at the last second. Somebody signaled a timeout. It was Fort Loramie. Minute 44 to go in the half. Minster up by 6, 20-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
As we return to action, an aborted running play for Minster, no gain. Ray Hoying for Fort Loramie nestled the ball carrier, Schmiesing down right at the line of scrimmage, the 36. Ball was not advanced a foot on that play. Minster stymied, cold, facing third and seven. 1:03 to go, first half. Line of scrimmage, the Minster 36. Wildcats up by 6. And before the snap from center, another timeout is called just as the ball was snapped. Minster takes the timeout. We'll be back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Parker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Parker, the number one most valued agency in the area, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Parker on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Phone 937-492-1857. Steffi on third and long, retreats back inside his 30, airs one out for an open receiver, down the near sideline, backpedaling, it's caught at the Fort Laramie 31. Cole Richard on the catch. Shame on Fort Laramie for letting Richard get behind it. How long did that play go?
40 yards. Yeah, he was 3-4 yards behind all the defenders that time.
That was a big one on third and seven. Minster with a first down at the Fort Laramie 29. 50 ticks left on the clock late in the second. We talked in the pregame about the importance of Fort Laramie slowing down the Minster big plays. Oh, the Wildcats have gotten several in this first half of the game. Steffi, fake handoff, looks, post pattern, middle of the field, a little bit too high.
Wow, it was up there a little bit, but I think it should have been caught.
One-on-one coverage. Thomas Hoing with James Niemeyer. Niemeyer got fingertips on it, could not control. At about the 13, if he does pull it down, Chuck, it's 6 points.
Oh, yeah.
Second down and 10, Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Laramie 29. The clock halts at 46 ticks remaining. 6 point lead, Minster, which will receive the third quarter kickoff. Two receivers to the right. Fort Laramie, three down linemen for this play. Steffi fakes the inside handoff. Then he rolls right. Will he pitch it or run? Lobs far side of the field. Ooh. Fort Laramie breaks it up at the 10. Ball arrived late. Redskins got there in time. Athletic maneuver by Maxwell Maurer of Fort Laramie. Third and 10, Minster. Line of scrimmage just inside the Fort Laramie 30 with 39 seconds to go.
Well, Niemeyer turned into the defender on that time because the pass was short. Maurer was in position to intercept it. Niemeyer knocked it away from him.
Minster to the line of scrimmage. Two backs staggered alongside Steffi. And two receivers are flanked to the short side of the field. Nobody to the field side. Steffi fakes the handoff, calls his own number, and he's rammed to the turf at the 27. He might have carved out a couple. It's fourth and eight for Minster. 27 or 28-yard line of Fort Laramie. Clock running, 23, 22, 21 seconds to go. Minster has one timeout left. Fort Laramie with one. Clock is all the way down to 15, 14, 13. Fourth and eight, Minster. Surprisingly, the Wildcats don't use another timeout. 2 seconds, 1 second. Does Minster get the snap away? No, because a timeout was whistled before the hike, and Fort Laramie called it. 2 seconds to go, first half. 20 to 14, Minster over Fort Laramie. Wildcats have a fourth and about eight at the 27 from the Redskins when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, OsgoodBank.com.
Well, here we go. Barring a penalty, this is the final play of the first half. 20-14 Minster, 4th-and-8 Wildcats at the Fort Loramie 27-yard line. Steffi has trips to the right. He's deep in the pocket. Looks far side, numbers in the end zone.
What,
and it is a vicious catch by Minster for a touchdown as the first half comes to a close. And Minster receives the ball to start the second half.
That was Noah Schwederman on the catch, and boy, what a catch that was.
I tell you what, Schwederman, Niemeyer, Schmiesing, Heitkamp, they've all got speed, they've all got hops, they can get up and catch the ball. Steffi threw it, and Schwederman climbed the ladder. 26-14 Minster. Extra point try to give Minster a 13-point cushion. The kick by Bergman sails through. It's good. Minster 27, Fort Loramie 14. And for Fort Loramie, the visiting team, that's a backbreaker.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, they had done such a great job, and now they're down 12. And Minster gets the ball. Yeah, that's going to make it a little tougher halftime speech.
Minster, according to the scoreboard, Chuck, was left with a timeout remaining, elected to not use it.
Yeah.
His seconds ticked all the way down to 2. One play was left, and wow. The 3-year starter, Brogan Steffi.
Yeah, boy, what a throw.
It was
a great catch, but what a throw.
Yep, a fine delivery by Steffi. And a superb reception in the end zone by Schwederman. Extra point tacked on. And that is our halftime score. Kick was good. Point has not been registered. It's 27-14.
I think the kick was good.
I'll ask Mike McClure. Kick was good, was it not? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, you're tall enough. You could go add that point. You could reach up and add the point to the scoreboard. You're so tall.
Hey, got it.
There we go. Halftime here at Minster. Oh, what a beautiful opening night for high school football on scoresbroadcast.com here in 2023. It is 27-14 Wildcats over the Redskins after two quarters. As we were noting for you a moment ago, Barker Insurance, long time 15-year sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. They'll do it all. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. We'll take a 2-minute break, then return with our halftime statistical report from Chuck, brought to you by American Architectural Glass and Schnipple Construction. Back in a couple of minutes, 27-14, Minster over Fort Loramie at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Back here at Minster Memorial Stadium, halftime, Minster Wildcats lead the Fort Loramie Redskins by a score of 27-14. We knew it would be a high-scoring game. 21 touchdowns scored between these two teams in the last two head-to-head battles. We talked in the pregame about the importance of the big play for Minster. Fort Loramie had to slow down the Wildcats, and they have not done it. Nope. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away.
Well, if you're looking at the stats, it looks like a 13-point. It could even be more. That kickoff return kind of skews it a little bit.
Yep.
Loramie ran the ball 12 times for 49 yards. Maurer was 3 of 4 throwing it for 34. Only 83 total yards in the first half. 4 first downs, 1 turnover. Big turnover on the kickoff return. Gave up 7 on that. Minster, on the other hand, ran the ball 16 times for 128 yards. Steppy was 7 of 14 for 112. 240 total yards. 6 first downs, no turnovers. That's the end of that's your halftime right there. Loramie, with that kickoff return, has made it so they're still in the ball game. Without that, it'd be a pretty good lead for Minster here at the half.
Redskins will need to get stops. They'll need a couple three and outs, or at least a couple fairly quick punts from Minster and turn them into points, because the Redskins have dug a hole for themselves. Wow. The term I used right there at the end of the first half was backbreaker. That's what it was for Fort Loramie when Steffi threw the aerial into the end zone as time expired to end the second quarter. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 27-14 Minster over Fort Loramie at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGincoh.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster Halftime, Minster 27 and Fort Loramie 14. I'd like to remind you about Goffney Furniture and Mattress on West Michigan in Sydney. Huge inventory available. Prices rock bottom. The inventory, fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at Goffney Furniture, goffneyfurniture.com. Again, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. So pleased to be joined here at the half of our football game tonight by Mike McClurg, head basketball coach at Minster, 7 years head man, 10 years total, 3 years with Mike Lee,
correct,
in the program. Versailles High School graduate, 1996. 12 points a game your senior year, 6'4", Mike McClurg. You told me a little while ago you scored 20 a game as a senior. I checked the facts. It was only a dozen.
12 might be pushing it.
Hey, you were SWRC champs as a sophomore and senior at Versailles in, what, 94, 96?
Yep.
You played, wow, had to be power forward, right?
No, I was actually our shooting guard, point guard, shooting guard, yep.
Shooting guard, like...
Yeah, like 96, yep.
Like the three ball.
Like the three ball.
Like the three ball.
That's about it.
Like your daughter, who played girls hoops for Mike Wiss the last several years. She is now at Miami University in Oxford.
We move her in Wednesday.
Okay, all right, ahead of myself. Wife Heather, four children, including Katie. Tell me about the family.
Yeah, so we move her in Wednesday to Miami.
Right.
My daughter Maddie's out there cheering right now.
Okay.
She's going to be a senior this year. She's a senior this year. My son Cole is going to be a sophomore. He had played football till this year and decided to play golf. He's playing first year on the golf team. And then my son Crew is out there also as a water boy. So we had four of them, and he's 12 years old.
Everybody involved, this is the place to be on Friday night.
Sure is. The Laramie game's always special.
Now, you said 12 points a game as a senior. You shot the three when you played back in 96 at Versailles. Three-point shot was in place then. It is now. But the game has changed in other ways. Boy, defensively, you can grab on to offensive players and keep them from scoring and maybe not be called for a foul.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, maybe not, especially around here. You know.
Yeah. I don't mean to be pointing a finger at the officiating. I think it's done consistently very well. But it seems like the game has swayed in such a way that the defensive player gets a little bit of an advantage. It's not necessarily hands off.
No, it is not. And I think, you know, from a scoring perspective, that's why the score, it's hard to get a bucket around the rim.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to get to the free throw line like it used to be. So I think you see a lot more threes, you see a lot more floaters, things like that, where it's tough to get to the free throw line.
Now, your boys' basketball team last year at Minster was injury-riddled. A lot of talent on the club, but you were without Steffi and Niemeyer for most all of the season. You return a lot of good, skilled athletes. and Niemeyer and Steffi are out here on the gridiron tonight. A host of other basketball players also on the football field tonight. Are you holding your breath?
Yeah. I mean, used to. Right now, we seem like the last couple of years we've been so injury ridden that it used to not bother me when our basketball players were out. But now it's a little bit more. I see Steffi running around out there, and you're like, throw it. But yeah, it'll be nice. We started the year last year with Niemeyer he played in a couple games, and Steffi played in two, but other than that, they were out. And you know, those were two key returners from the year prior, and I think that put a lot of freshmen last year, sophomores last year, in a tough bind. So we're hoping to get everybody healthy once we get done with a nice run here in football, then get closer to December, and we'll start thinking about hoops.
Boy, you should be loaded on the hardwood.
We're hoping so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. It should be a fun year. Minster, Marion Local, probably a couple favorites at the top of the Midwest Athletic Conference in boys' hoops.
St. Henry's got everybody back.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
The Delphus will be good.
Delphus was fast improving last year.
Yep. Yes. Yep. The Elwer kid, and he'll have some good pieces around him. So
bottom line, the MAC will be better from top to bottom. Maybe less distance between teams, and overall better for sure.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. St. Henry's got everybody back, except I think one or two kids. So their core pieces are back, and it's going to be an exciting year. And I think the Shelby County League is going to be really good. Rushi brings back almost everybody, and Jackson Center will be interesting with the change at the helm there, how they do. But they're always, you can expect that they're going to be solid. And those are all teams that we play. All the Shelby County leagues basically are off schedule. So excited to see what the year holds, and looking forward to December.
I know it's a long ways off. We're ahead of ourselves. I'm always curious to see how the regional tournament configuration checks out. Where do the Midwest Athletic Conference schools go? Do they stay Northwest region? Might the MAC district winner feed to the Southwest? Well, if that were to happen, the Southwest Regional would be amped up for sure.
Yeah. Well, for us, it's always we're going in the same district every year with Bremen and Marion and St. Henry and Fort Recovery, and it's the same usual Lima Perry's there, so the same usual suspects. And there's been a lot of proposals, a lot of emails, a lot of surveys out lately about expanding that so that you can choose your districts. I think we would probably err towards further north. That's from at least the dialogue that I've heard.
More of a super sectional,
which is really what the Southern districts do.
Right.
It's what all the Columbus schools do. So, it's been, hopefully we look at something like that. I mean, but at the same time, it's like I told one of our assistants the other day, I take a lot of pride in our district.
Right.
And, if you get out of that district, you've done something really, really special. So on one hand, I'd like to see it give teams more options to get further. But at the same time, I think there's some pride there. So I'm not indifferent on it. I'd probably rather it be opened up. But at the same time, I'm okay if it stays the way it is. And we just have to beat some of the best teams year in, year out are in our district.
Mike McClurg, seventh-year head coach, boys basketball at Minster, our guest. On the subject of the tournament, is it official that the seeding is out of the hands of the coaches for high school basketball around the state next spring or not? Is it in the books, official, a done deal or not?
I haven't heard a confirmation, but I think I would be 99% sure it is. Last year they used the Northwest District, our district, as a trial run.
A test.
They used a company that kind of did basically a football formula. It's called Martin RPI. And now they're going totally away from Martin RPI, and now it's apparently Max Preps. and I don't think there's been any trial with the max prep. So there's a lot of dialogue. I see a lot of emails, a lot of surveys, but at the end of the day, the OHSAA is going to do what they want to do.
Yep. I'd say leave it with Mike McClurg and the coaches. You know what clubs have lost the close games. You know what clubs are hot down the stretch. You know how to integrate that into your thinking with regarding to the seating order.
Player comes back and was hurt. Then you can't put that in a computer.
Nope.
You know, and I think that was some of the beauty of basketball. It's something, you know, and then coaches always did a good job. And, you know, it was part of the strategy of everything was just, you know, how you were going to get seated. I thought Martin RPI did it, seated everybody where they should have been. But, you know, you're going to run into problems this way, too. So I don't know what it fixes. I don't think there's anything it truly fixes. So.
Hey, switching from high school hoops to college for a moment, gone are the days when you could sit back and enjoy supporting a college team that had the same five starters for 3 or 4 years in a row. Those days are long gone, aren't they?
They're gone. It's unfortunate. You combine that with the NIL situation, and it turns into a whole different recruiting level every year. Our business does a lot of work and I get to talk to a lot of those coaches, and it's a mess. I mean, it's a full-time job just trying to retain the kids that they originally recruited, you know. So it's a game within a game now, and hopefully somebody gets some rules and some boundaries around it sometime soon.
Yeah. And the Big Ten has gone from 10 to 14. I call it the Big Ten times 2 minus 6. Now it's the Big Ten, 10 times 2 minus 2, or 18 teams, including 4 from the West Coast.
Yeah. How do you do that with all of the sports like swimming and, you know, that travel alone has got to be a mess.
Hey, let's keep the high school leagues and conferences just as they are.
We're gonna do a big super conference with the Shelby County League.
Mike McClurg enjoyed it. I tell you what, one of the best halftimes we've ever had here on scoresbroadcast.com. Now, Mike Wiss is not going to be happy because I tell him that every time I have him on.
He talks a lot better than I do. I know that for sure. I've listened to a lot of his speeches.
Yeah, you're both A+, both of you. Mike McClurg, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Here at the half of high school football, Minster leads Fort Loramie by a score of 27-14. We're a couple minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Thanks to Mike McClurg, our halftime guest. Mike's wife, Heather, 4 children, and daughter who played girls basketball last year is at Miami. As Mike noted, they move her in next week. That's Katie. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, Dickman Supply. We've got 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. From lighting to conduit, Dickman Supply has got a wide range of products in stock, ready to ship at a great price. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight with us each and every Fort Loramie contest all year long. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Before the second half kickoff by Fort Loramie, we'll take a break for a couple of minutes. Third quarter upcoming. Wildcats receive the kick. 27-14, Minster over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. so do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, another big series upcoming here momentarily. Minster receives the third quarter kickoff by Fort Loramie, which trails Minster 27-14. High floating kick return from the four by the Wildcats up the far hash. Good resistance by Fort Loramie at the 27-yard line as Connor Schmiesing is met solidly, and down he goes. First and 10, Minster, and Fort Loramie's got to get a stop. More points in this possession by Minster just about could do Fort Loramie in.
Well, yeah, because Fort Loramie not going to be, they might later in the season, but they're not a big strike team like they were last year. They're not going to have a lot of time to run it down the field.
Yep, correct. Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into achievements. Osgood Bank can help you accomplish goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
We have an injured official.
And we have a referee far side of the field who is shaken up. Situation is this. 6 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Minster possession, first and 10 at the Wildcats 24-yard line. Let's hope the man in stripes is okay.
It looked like he was kind of pulling down, like he may have pulled a muscle or something. I didn't see him get hit.
He's probably got a Joe Burrow strained calf. Let's hope that all it is, or that's all it is.
Yep, he's up. I mean, it's not like he's I think it's a muscle strain.
It has become a cool evening. Few clouds overhead, no chance of rain. Breeze out of the north. Temperature down in the 60s. I understand Cincinnati and Toronto are 0-0. At Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati tonight. One of our new underwriting sponsors, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, which creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce at Francis Manufacturing is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Thanks so much to the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, Superior Aluminum, Francis Manufacturing, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on East Main, the gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. Well, the official may have to go to a cart. Apparently, he does have a bad cramp or a pulled muscle.
Yeah, he was walking really kind of stiff-legged to get on into the cart.
Chuck, we'll take a timeout. We'll hear from sponsors. Minster 27, Fort Loramie 14. Opening seconds, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
First play from scrimmage, second half by Minster. Running effort, Connor Schmeezing up the gut, and he's plastered at the 24-yard line. Might have gained a foot or two, no more than that. Second down, nearly 10 for Minster. Opening half minute, second half of this game, Minster 27, Fort Loramie 14.
The defensive play was by Carter Eilerman. That was a heck of a play.
Yeah, he diagnosed it well, got across the line of scrimmage, and subdued the ball carrier. Here's Steffi, fake handoff. A rollout way back behind the line. A late delivery, tardy up the right side of the field.
What
receiver comes back to haul it in at the 37-yard line. Wow. Terrific communication between Steffi and the receiver, Schwederman. Nicely done. Boy, that is a junior quarterback engineering that play. He was being harassed in the offensive backfield and had the presence of mind to stay on his feet, elude the linebacker, and shoot it across the field to a receiver who had spontaneously come back toward the line of scrimmage. Here's a very delayed handoff in the offensive backfield. No, Steffi keeps, and he's downed at the 31, a setback of about five. Fort Loramie has come out the second half, Chuck, shooting pressure in the gaps.
That was Damian Bruns, and boy, he was back there before Steffi had the bat, the football. I changed sports on you, sorry.
Bruns at 6'6". Dynamite player, may see some time at tight end. Superb tackler a year ago, had 50 of them for Fort Loramie. And he knifed through on that play. Loss of every bit of five. Second down and close to 16 for Minster at the Wildcats 31. 2 minutes gone, second half, 27-14 Wildcats. Minster goes conservative, runs it up the middle, and the ball carrier pops to the left and pops to the right and puts his head down, does Schmeezing. He wedged out three. Third down, a dozen to go for a first down at the Minster 34. 27-14 Wildcats. Minster must get to its 46 for a first down. And this, Chuck, is one of those plays where it's imperative for Fort Loramie's defense to get off the field.
Oh, yeah. This is where they gave up big plays in the first half.
Yep. Duo receiver split left. Two backs staggered alongside Steffi, fakes the inside handoff, looks middle of the field, wide open receiver. He's got the first down. He inched beyond the first down stake to the 47 to Niemeyer. Heck of a curl route in front of two defensive backs for Fort Loramie. Easy does it.
Outstanding play call and ran well by the team.
First and 10, Minster at the 48. Boy, you're going to be hard to stop all year long if you can convert a first down on third and a bunch through the air like Minster did just then. Fort Loramie knew what was coming and could not stop it. 48-yard line of the Wildcats. Steffi deals, inside handoff. Ball carrier Burrows to the 46-45 of Fort Loramie. Justin Bergman wedged out seven. Second down and three. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Minster up 13, 27-14.
Well, Bergman didn't have a lot of carries in the first half. He's got fresh legs here for the second half now.
Again, a couple backs in the offensive backfield. Steffi fakes the handoff and keeps. Oh, a good sleight of hand maneuver. Nobody knows he's got the ball. He cuts it back at the 30. Chris crosses toward the corner of the field. He's gone. Touchdown, Steffi of Minster. He buffaloed about everybody in the house.
Yeah, that time I watched him, and boy, what an open field run that was. He just left the defenders.
And he has been reading Fort Loramie's defense in this game extremely well. He's given the ball to Bergman, taking it away, run it, giving it to Schmiesing, taking it away, run it. Extra point try, Minster, which is up 33-14. The boot by Bergman is center cut. He's got it. Well, Minster scores last play of the first half. And on the first possession, third quarter, to go up 20. 34-14 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is the kickoff by Minster. Fort Loramie down to three scores, 20-point separation between the Wildcats and Redskins. Kickoff is bouncing, trickling near sideline, and the Fort Loramie deep man eludes it and lets it go out of bounds at the 16.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking right down the line, and one of the Minster players was 3 yards down the field before the ball was kicked, and the official didn't call the offsides.
Well,
it worked out better for Loramie.
And could the fact that we're now one official short
that could be too
make
absolutely
a difference? Yep. And the referee who was injured right at the start of the second half was wheeled off the field, either a very bad cramp, Charlie horse, pulled leg muscle, something in a lower limb. So we're down one member of this officiating crew. And as Chuck said, Minster may have taken advantage on the kickoff coverage. Rolled out to the left by Maxwell Maurer. Line of scrimmage, the 35-yard line on the kickoff out of bounds. And look at Maurer go. And he blazes a trail up the left side. 40-45, decked at the 49. Good effort by Maurer as he hustled for 14. First and 10, Redskins try to strike right back.
I've seen a lot of good stuff out of Loramie. We weren't sure what we were going to see with everybody, you know, the big names gone from last year, but I'm impressed. They're going to be a good football team before the season's over.
Where Fort Loramie has been a little short in this game, and we may not see much of it the rest of the way, that inside run game with Will Holland.
Yeah.
He gets the call here. He stood up at the 49 of Minster. Forward progress enables him to push to the 48. Picked up three, second down seven.
Well, that was all effort because there was no hole there at all.
6:46 to go, third quarter. Minster 34, Fort Loramie 14. Minster scoring last play, second quarter. Opening drive, second half. To extend a 20-14 lead to 34-14. Maurer in the shotgun spread. Deals Holland again. Left tackle. This time an opening exists, and he plows through it for 6, maybe 7, nearing the first down at the Minster 42. Will Kanapke and James Niemeyer up to make the stop. Ball marked where Holland's knee touched down. Shy of the 42 of Minster. Half the third quarter gone by. 34-14 Minster. Slot to the left for Maurer. Fort Loramie, no doubt, in four down territory. And I think the Redskins have to use a timeout. 5:51 to go in the third. 20-point lead for Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Yep, Fort Loramie, Chuck, in four down territory, you would think.
Oh, yeah.
Third down and a couple of feet to go for a first down at the Minster 42. 5:51 left in the third. Here is a fake pitch to the left. Maurer keeps, trudges to the line of scrimmage. He has stood up at the 40. Minster signaling ball loose, but no chance. First and 10 Redskins as Maurer shoved forward for a yard and a half from the Minster 40. Redskins have it down to 20 points. I think the key phrase we used during the halftime break, Chuck, was that Fort Loramie's defense needs quick stops in the second half. Now the Redskins have got to have points. Here's a little look-in pass, complete to Holland at the 38. A Minster man misses. Holland stays on his feet and slants to the 31. The play produces 9. It didn't look real swift at the start. The Minster defender ran past Holland, whiffed on him.
I think that's what happened. He started to throw the ball. The defender was there, and he stepped behind him. That was a smart play.
Second down, 1, Redskins, 31 in Minster. Maurer rolls left, dumps it to a receiver. I think it's Holland again at the 28. No, it's Carter Eilerman. He stays on his feet, and he carries a couple tacklers with him to the 25, the 24. Most of Maurer's pass plays in this game, Chuck, have been long shot puts.
Yeah, that time, the last two times, he's kind of thrown his sidearm.
First and 10, Redskins again. Hand off, offensive backfield. Minster strings it out. Holland stays on his feet, breaks a tackle. He'll lose another. 20, 15, racked up out of bounds.
Nice
down
job.
Around the 12 or 13-yard line.
Wow.
Boy, you talk about staying on your feet. Wow.
Again, he really had nobody out there to help him.
Nope.
And he ran through 3 people and got 11 yards.
That was expert balance exhibited there by Will Holland of Fort Loramie.
He came into his own in the LCC game 2 years ago.
Yep, sure did. First and 10 Redskins, Minster 14-yard line. 2 receivers right. Might be Holland again, piled up, gained 1 or 2, that's it. And Minster acting like the ball is loose, the officials will have none of it.
Yeah, they said he was down. The ball did roll away, but it was after the play.
Second down and 9 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is the Minster 13-yard line. Fort Loramie can get a first down at the 4. Down to 4 minutes left in the third quarter. 34-14 Minster. 2 receivers to the right, slot left, couple tight ends. Maurer rolling right, has time, shoots it end zone, receiver dead run, got it. 8 yards deep in the end zone. Was that Kemper or Eilerman?
Barhorst.
Cole Barhorst, with his speed, he flashed it there, ran a tight post pattern. Right of center in the end zone. and he just sprinted right by two defenders of Minster. Maurer with good accuracy on that heave. He waited just long enough for Cole Barhorst to break free beyond the two defensive backs. Here's the extra point try by Aiden Boland. It's on the way, and he hits the mark. It's true. 34-21. Minster leads Fort Loramie by 13. 3:48 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Redskins answer. 34-21 Minster. Final 4 minutes, third quarter of play. Fort Loramie and Minster were tied in this game at 7. Minster then scored 13 unanswered to go up 20-7. Minster with points at the end of the second quarter and at the start of the third. Kickoff return, Minster outside the numbers, far side. A good wall develops. Return man, 30, 35, 40. Dylan Heitkamp flashes those wheels. He turned on the afterburners. Let's see where he hit the stripe on the far side.
Maybe 38.
Yep, maybe a little sooner than we had thought. 38-yard line, first and 10 for Minster.
That's a 23-yard kickoff return. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Public address here at Minster highlighting the Wildcats offensive line, which has done an outstanding job in this game here tonight, protecting Steffi and blocking for the run game. Ian Holman, Will Frimmel, Chad Schultze. Just a few. They have been excellent along that offensive front for the Minster Wildcats. Shaken up player. We've got an opportunity to break away. 34-21 Minster over Fort Loramie. Late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
A Minster player helped to the near sideline to the Wildcats bench.
That was Heitkamp.
Yeah, thought it was the return man, yep. Heitkamp. And he was helped to the bench. Don't think he'll return to action anytime soon.
And, I'm trying to see what they're working on down there. I can't really tell.
38-yard line, first and 10, Minster. Steffi, handoff, sweep to the right. And it's flushed out of bounds at the 40. Schmiesing circled the end for a couple. Uh-oh, we got a late penalty marker.
Late flag.
And that came from well back behind the line of scrimmage, sideline warning.
Oh, for on Loramie, so it's, yep. Each team has one now. Next time it's a penalty.
Yes. 3:35 to go, third quarter, 34-21, Minster over Fort Loramie. Officially, the last play produced just a yard. Second down and 9, Wildcats, shy of the Minster 40. Clock is stopped, 3:35 to go in the third. 1-2-3 receivers, trips near side for Steffi. He has a lone back, Schmiesing with him. Steffi gives up the middle. Fort Loramie plugs up what small cavity there was, and it's a gain of a couple feet, and that's it. third and a bunch here for Minster from the Wildcats' 40-yard line.
That was Gabe Hart, and he met him right when he got the football. He didn't think it didn't get a yard out of it.
And again, Chuck, here is another one of those game-turning plays. Third and long for Minster. Fort Loramie's defense has got to get off the field.
Absolutely. I mean, they still have time to get back in the football game.
Credit to Minster for converting first down on plays like these all night long. Here is the quarterback, Steffi. Here comes Fort Loramie with a rush. Steffi's in trouble. He is cornered way back behind the line. Oh, he breaks contain. He pulled a Houdini, and he's got 20 yards. Uncanny Brogan Steffi. That is the play of the night.
My goodness. He ran through three defenders in the backfield.
Wow. New line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 40. Redskins had him wrapped up way back at the 28 or 29. It was going to be a sizable loss. And Brogan Steffi, with nifty footwork, danced away and skipped downfield on a run of, what, better than 20?
20 yards, yep, exactly.
Right at 20. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. First and 10, Minster, Fort Loramie 40. Steffi to throw, hits a man left flat, caught on the play by Cole Richards. He steps out of bounds. Maxwell Maurer for Fort Loramie greeted him at the 35. It nets 5. Second down and 5. Clock stops. 2:02 to go in the third. It is 34-21 Minster. I can see Fort Loramie scoring twice to make this a ball game, but the Redskins must first deny Minster on this possession.
Yeah, they've not stopped them this evening.
Minster's offense has been mighty potent. Here is a fake on the inside handoff, and then Steffi wheels a pass 4 or 5 yards over the line of scrimmage. Niemeyer leaps and catches, sliding to the turf. Down he went at the 32. Short advance, third and 5, Minster, 32-yard line of Fort Loramie. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Two receivers flanked to the left, one of whom is Schwederman, the other Niemeyer. Bergman and Schmiesing in the offensive backfield with Steffi. Minster runs it up the middle, and a stone wall is put up by the Redskins at the 31. It was advanced for a couple, close to a first down. Damian Bruns led the charge for the white-shirted Redskins. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Fourth and 1, Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 31.5-yard line. Too soon to call this the play of the game for Fort Loramie, Chuck?
No, I don't think so, because if they can stop them here, they got a shot to come down here and make it a one-possession game.
If Minster gets the first down, well, they're going to hold the ball another couple, 3 minutes and get it well into the fourth quarter, up by two scores. And we've got a timeout called by Minster before the snap from center on fourth and 1 in Fort Loramie territory with 35 ticks remaining. Third quarter, 13-point lead Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Just received a score via the public address here at Minster, 17-14, Wapakoneta with a second-half lead over Marion Local, 17-14. Big play here for Minster. Fourth and one, 31.5 of Fort Loramie. Last half minute, third quarter. Ball carrier, Steffi kept it. Steffi kept it. He is undercut a yard behind the line. Cut down at the 32. Good penetration. Did Bergman carry it, or did Steffi keep it, Chuck?
Steffi kept it, yep. And he was awfully high that time, and they hit him high, and he went nowhere.
And it was diagnosed, figured out well by Fort Loramie. Redskins subdue the play. Now, Chuck, if you take the ball down the field for 4 or 5 minutes and make it a one-score game, the psychology of this contest, it might favor Fort Loramie. The burden of pressure could be on Minster's back. But Fort Loramie needs to produce here at the offensive end. Maxwell Maurer rolling right. Uh-oh. Way back behind the line. Throws it up the field to a receiver near sideline. And it is caught on the play by Carter Eilerman as Fort Loramie makes a little bit out of nothing. Play goes for a plus two. Second down, 8 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 33. Final 3 seconds, third quarter. Fort Loramie won't get the play off. Third quarter concludes. Minster 34, Fort Loramie 21. On Scores, broadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Second down, 8 for Fort Loramie, 32.5-yard line, Redskins territory. Maxwell Maurer rolling out to the left forever and then grounds the ball up ahead of the 38, incomplete. Enormous play here, 3rd and 8. Don't think you could go for it on 4th and 8. Maybe 4th and 1 or 2. We still have a full 4th quarter to play. 11:54 remaining in this game. 34-21 Minster. Maxwell favors that little roll out, half roll to the left, half roll to the right.
Yeah, when he rolls to the left, it is harder for a right-handed quarterback to get his feet set,
yep,
and his shoulder turned to be able to throw that pass. But that was, I think, a receiver ran the wrong route that time.
Here is the snap back, and was it hiked directly to Holland? Or was it the quarterback, Maurer? He's upended over the 35 at the 36. Redskins got to the line of scrimmage, went with the quick count, trying to catch Minster a little off guard. The play advanced the ball for 4 or 5 to the 36. Redskins appear to be going for it. 11:26 remaining, fourth quarter, 34-21 Minster. Fourth down, a full 5 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 36. Two receivers flank left. Maurer rolls this way. Here come black jerseys. Maurer keeps, runs to the 39. He's decked at the 40, a yard short. Minster on the stop.
Offense is in third down.
Charlie Smeezing led the wave of black jerseys. Maurer really didn't have much of a running lane.
Maurer's hurt, too.
And he is shaken up. He's going to hobble to the far side. He was pounded down. Minster takes over at the Fort Loramie 40 with 11:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chuck, let's take a break. We'll return in a moment. Minster in the lead by 13 points. Both teams come back out on the field in a hurry as Maurer is helped to the far sideline. Redskins defense on, Minster's offense on.
It takes a key defender out also with Maurer out of the game.
It sure does. I asked head coach Spencer Wells after the scrimmages, did you come out okay injury-wise? He continued to say, yep, we did. And that's a tough blow if Maurer is lost for any time at all. Here is a keep up the middle by Steffi. Steffi stays on his feet, stretches out the play, goes down at the 32. Might have lost it, but he went down with a knee after wriggling forward for eight.
Yep, he stuck the ball down, and when the ball hit the ground, it popped away from him.
Ray Hoying on the tackle for Fort Loramie. The knee for Steffi touched back at the 32-and-a-half. Play goes for about 7, second down and 3, Minster. Steffi can pass it, Steffi can run it. He's been dynamite on the quarterback read tonight. He has faked the handoff and kept it and made big yardage. Offensive hold, Minster backfield. Steffi eluding the rush, eluding one after another, gets to the 30. Somehow gets a plus 3, but it will be negated.
And that's really the first mistake that Minster's made tonight.
Yep. Fort Loramie's made several, that's for sure, a few penalties on the Redskins. I think that's the first penalty against Minster except for the
kick out of bounds.
And a sideline warning.
Yep. And Maurer's back out there on defense. That's a good sign.
Very good sign. Very good sign. And the penalty forces Minster to run this play from its 42. Second down and 13, Wildcats. 10 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. 34-21, Minster in lead. Couple of receivers far left. Schwederman, and Niemeyer are out there. Here's Steffi, fakes the inside handoff, quick slant, receiver over the middle, catches the pop delivered by Steffi. Ball hauled in at the 33. A push downfield for one after the catch. It's Schwederman who tucked it away.
Boy, there was defenders all around him. He threw that like a dart.
Third down, about 3.5 to go for a first down for Minster at the Fort Loramie 32. 9:20 to go in this game. 34-21 Minster. A score here would put this thing away. Three receivers far left. Line is down. Steffi keeps, jukes left, little jab step, then runs to the right. And he backpedals inside the 30. Flattened at the 27, but he goes for 5 or 6. Another first down. Minster's offensive line is big, strong, experienced. And it has been superb all night.
Did a nice job. And Steffi that time, he got hit. He would have gotten one out of that, but he twisted and made sure he fell forward and got the first down.
Offensive line for Minster, Ian Homan, Gabe Bornhorst, Will Frimmel, Chad Schultze, Fletcher Luthman. They have been excellent. First and 10, Minster outside the 25. Uh-oh, running play up the middle. A big gap running through a cavity. Connor Schmeezing darts down to the 16. The blocking back, Isaac Larger, helped develop that cavity. First and 10, knee went down at the 17. First and 10, Minster, 8 minutes left in this game.
This
34-21.
Sorry. This is just a situation where Loramie cannot get Minster's offense off the field all night.
Minster with the receiver flank 7 yards left. A couple of tight ends here. Steffi will run it up the gut. Schmiesing meets resistance at the 15, falls forward to the 13 or 14. Second down coming in 7. Ray Hoyne tripped up the ball carrier. Clock ticking down, under 7.5 to go. Fourth quarter, 34-21 Minster. Minster with big plays all night and a number of drive-sustaining plays on third down when Fort Loramie's defense just has not gotten off the field often enough. Receivers left and right. Second down 6. Got movement along the line of scrimmage. The man was in motion correctly, though, for Minster. Running play, no dice. Fort Loramie pins the ball carrier to the ground. Gabe Hart for Fort Loramie. Bulldozes Schmiesing to the turf right at the point of attack. The clock is an ally of Minster. It is Fort Loramie's foe. That is for sure. 6:32 to go in the game. 34-21 Minster. 15 seconds on the play clock. Minster will let it drain out. Down to a second or two. Steffi in the shotgun spread on 2nd and 6 from the 14. Fakes the inside handoff, looks in zone, slant pattern. It is in the hands of the receiver and out. Schwederman had a shot at it, but a pretty good play before Loramie.
That was Bolin, Aiden Bolin,
to wrestle that ball out. Aiden Bolin saved a TD.
Yeah, he did. That is the first incompletion of the second half for Steffi.
What is he like on the night? About 75, 80?
Well, he was 7 of 14 in the first half. But he's 5 of 6 here in the second half.
12 for 20?
Yep.
He'll take that any Friday night of the season.
Absolutely.
4th and 6 for Minster. 6 minutes to go in the game. Line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 14. Steffi looks left, and a flag stops the play. Procedure call, Wildcats. Well, if Fort Loramie can get a stop, the Redskins are still breathing.
Yeah, they're still breathing, absolutely.
Down 2 scores is Fort Loramie. Clock ticks under 6 to go. 5:55, 5:54. Minster now confronts a 4th and 11 from the Fort Loramie 18-yard line. And we may have a stoppage of play. Looks like
they're going to talk about the clock.
Yep. I'm looking at the actual play clock, which is showing a couple of dashes.
I don't think the clock should have started because that gives them an advantage. You just go get a penalty each time and run 40 more seconds off the clock.
Yeah, that's good strategy. Pretty clever. Well, here we go. Steffi has the play call. 4th and 11 for Minster. I tell you what, Chuck, if the Wildcats pull this first down out of the hat, just give Minster the ball game. Wildcats have played splendidly.
They have been terrific. They're a lot of fun to watch.
Uh-huh. 5:53 to go, fourth quarter. 4th and 11. Can Fort Loramie get a stop and get off the field? There would still be time. Redskins would need a touchdown, and then, depending on how late it was, maybe an onside kick.
I think they're going to put more time back on the clock. Yeah. It should not have started after that penalty.
Right. 6:03, we hear from the public address, not 5:53. 6:03 to go, fourth quarter. 4th and 11, Minster. Line of scrimmage, 18-yard line of Fort Loramie. Minster ahead by 13 points. Two receivers right. That looked like a false start in the offensive backfield. Steffi lose trouble. Breaks contain. Look at him go. He might run for a score. Up the middle. Touchdown. Steffi A. Houdini again. Did appear to be a false start by an offensive back. It was ignored by the officials. I saw it just as the coaching staff of Fort Loramie up here.
They saw it too.
Yep. They announced it up here in the booth. I saw it. They spoke it. But it was not called. Steffi was cornered back at the 25. Managed to slide away. Shake and bake. And once he got a little open room, he flew to the end zone for the score. Extra point, Bergman on target. 41-21, Minster. 5:54 left in the game. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Yep, simply put, Chuck. Fort Loramie's defense has no answer for Brogan Steffi and the Minster offensive show.
They just can't get off the field. They've had them in third and long five times tonight, and five times Minster's converted.
Here's a dribbler of a kickoff to the 29. Redskins return to the 38. First and 10, Fort Loramie, from that spot on the field. Timeouts, Minster 2 left, Fort Loramie 2 left. Minster will be a club to be reckoned with in the Midwest Athletic Conference this year for sure. Minster does play the heavyweights, Versailles, Coldwater, and Marion Local. They play all three on the slate this season.
Well, you know what? That can be a positive. That means that you can win the league if you just win your games.
Yeah, exactly. Deep drop by the QB for Fort Loramie, who airs it out to the 50. Receiver coming back. That might have been Hart at quarterback for the Redskins in place of Maurer. Ball on the ground at the 47. Cole Barhorst came racing back toward the line of scrimmage. Couldn't scoop it up in time before it hit the turf. Second down 10, Redskins from the 39. Two receivers near side. Here is Hart, deep drop, 29, looks middle of the field. Receiver goes to one knee. Good catch at the Minster 47. Well done. Gabe Hart, Cole Barhorst connection. Good hookup. The delivery by Hart was right where nobody could get it but the Fort Loramie receiver. Deep drop by Hart, middle of the field, back at the 45 in his own end. Look at him go. Races up the middle inside the Minster 45-40. 38-yard line, Will Frimmel on the tackle. Down to 5:08 to go here in the fourth. 41-21 in favor of Minster. And officials timeout, player shaken up. We'll be back in a moment. 20-point lead Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know.
A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Versailles, the opponent for Fort Loramie next week, pounded Salina tonight. It's over 26-0. Marion Local trailing Wapakoneta by 5 in the fourth. 4 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the game. Here's Gabe Art, the quarterback, in on the field now for Fort Loramie. Throws a completion down inside the 30-yard line. Redskins caught it, then ran with it, dropped it. Did Fort Loramie make the recovery?
You cannot. He has to be down right there. It's got to be right. Fort Loramie's ball.
Yes, good call. Gabe Hart with a good strike down to the 26. Play good for a first down. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 4.5 to go in the game. Gabe Hart, 6'2", 205-pound junior, doing a nice job here late in the game for the Redskins. Here's a deep roll to the right. Ooh, almost threw one there. Right to a black jersey at the 15.
I think that would have been a good time for him to run it. He was going to get 7 or 8 out of that.
Exactly. Yep, sure would have. Went with the incompletion. The clock stops. 4:24 to go in the fourth. 41-21. Minster in the lead. Key to the game, Fort Loramie's defense simply unable to get off the field on third down and even fourth down. Backbreaker, fourth down play into the first half. Yep. His time expired. Minster with a touchdown strike in the end zone. That was huge. Hart with a deep, deep drop. Now a run, and he goes up the middle of the field to the 31-30, all the way down to about the 20. Good run by Hart, and then he is drilled thigh high at the 20-yard line. Flips over to about the 19.
Looked like a late hit, didn't it?
And then, boy, it was close to a late hit. Third and 3 for Fort Loramie. 19-yard line of Minster. 3:55 to go in the game. Minster up at 20. Two receivers right. Hart in the pocket. He's going to run again. He's got space. Might have been a hold on Fort Loramie. Hart throwing across the field against the grain. Caught end zone. Touchdown. But I think it's going to be nullified.
Coming back.
Yeah. It's wiped out. Receiver Spencer Knopf made the catch in the end zone.
Well, I see Coach Wells is seeing one thing. Not that he wants Maurer out of a football game, but he's got a pretty nice backup out there.
Sure does. In fact, all preseason long, it was a case of who starts? Is it Maxwell? Is it Gabe? Both with a lot of skills. Each is sizable, both over 6 feet tall. Hart a little heavier than Maxwell.
Hart looks like he's a little bigger, doesn't he?
Yep, a little thicker. 3:33 to go, fourth quarter. Third and 14 for Fort Loramie following the penalty.
Line of scrimmage inside the Minster 30. Deep drop to Hart. Steps up in the pocket. He's got a bomb in the air toward the end zone.
What
and Fort Loramie made a spectacular catch. Is that Carter Eilerman again?
Spencer Knopf,
who's about 6'3". He plays wide out. It was Spencer Knopf who caught it. He'd received the ball in the end zone, what, two plays ago?
29-yard touchdown.
Or maybe the play before. It was negated by a penalty. That one is good for a score. Hart with a skyscraper of a throw in the corner of the end zone. And Spencer Knopf with a fantastic reception. We have seen a number of those in this game. And it's 41-27 with 3:23 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie not giving up. Give the Redskins credit. Not dying in this game. Staying alive. Fighting Minster tooth and nail. Aiden Bolin aims for his fourth straight kick tonight. And it is good. The PAT is on the money. 3:23 to go in the fourth. 41-28 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, no choice for Fort Loramie but to attempt an onside kick. Penalty against Minster. Personal foul after the touchdown catch by Knopf. Ball kick from the 45 of Minster. It is bouncing down around the 35. Did Minster touch it? Did Minster touch it? Fort Loramie recovery at the 38-yard line of the Wildcats. It went 10. It went from the 45 to the 35. Minster Chuck mishandled.
Yep.
It bounced back toward the oncoming players from Fort Loramie who pounced on it at the 38 of Minster. And with 3:26 to go in the fourth, Fort Loramie still breathing down to 13. And Minster wants to collect its thoughts near sideline. We'll take a break. Fort Loramie possession inside the Minster 40. 3:26 to go in the game. Wildcats up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
The Fort Loramie Redskins have showed tremendous resilience here tonight. Down by 20 points. Fort Loramie scores, cuts it to 13, and then executes the onside kick. Hart at quarterback for Fort Loramie.
Maurer back in, retreats
to the 45, flips it short of the receiver down at the 25, second down and 10. Like the looks of Gabe Hart, he did a nice job for Fort Loramie when he was on the field at QB.
Well, he's out here now, and I would love to see maybe kind of like a backward pass to him and let him throw it down the field.
Second down, 10, Redskins, 38 of Minster. Oh, the snap to the quarterback is dropped, picked up by Hart. Uh-oh, players chase him. Minster drags him down at the 47. Good defensive play, a sack by Charlie Spiesing of Minster. 3:11 to go in the fourth. It's going to be third and forever for Fort Loramie, trailing 41-28.
Timeout, Fort Loramie.
And again, a stoppage, a timeout called. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, we just learned a score from GABP. Encarnacion Strand, walk-off homer. Reds beat Toronto 1-0. Bottom of the ninth inning, big victory. Cubs were beaten tonight. Third and 21, Fort Loramie, just across the 50. The quarterback, Hart, throwing a bomb, post pattern, middle of the field, and it's a juggling interception.
Wow.
By Minster at the one-yard line. I tell you what, Chuck, that came close to being a connection by Fort Loramie. Hart threw that ball about 50 yards in the air on the button. Double coverage converged at the last second, and that was a nifty pickoff by Minster at the one.
Well, I'll tell you what, Thomas Hoying was open, and Sweeterman came across from his safety spot.
Yep.
And just took it, and that was a heck of a catch.
Yep. Very alert play, to say the least. 3 minutes to go in the fourth, 41-28. Minster in the lead over Fort Loramie. Redskins have one timeout remaining. Minster, one timeout remaining. Ball was caught at the one. To the ground went the defensive back for Minster on the interception. He might have wound up into the end zone after sliding, but he was down on contact at the one. Minster will snap it back to Steffi, 4 yards deep in the end zone. And Minster runs over right guard for about five. A good push out to the six. Clearly, Minster, between the tackles, has run the ball better than Fort Loramie. Big difference there.
Without a doubt.
Yep. Another timeout, 2:54 to go in the game. We'll return in a moment. 41-28 is our score. Minster over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Well, we've got 2 minutes, 54 seconds to go in the game. Minster at the 6-yard line of the Wildcats, attempting to run out the clock. Redskins have drained all of their timeouts. Minster with one left. Here's a handoff right tackle, and Minster busts it over the 10 to the 12, the 13. That appears to be a first down. It was Bergman. Offensive line for Minster has been excellent all night. Ian Holman, Gabe Bornhorst, Will Frimmel, Chad Schultze, Fletcher Luthman, tight end Cole Albers. They have been exceptional, a difference in this game for certain. Clock stops on the first down. Now it is wound up. First and 10, Minster. Line of scrimmage over the 10. 41-28, our score. in favor of Minster over Fort Loramie. We're near the two-minute mark. Steffi hands straight ahead, and Fort Loramie hammers down the ball carrier right at the line of scrimmage. Big turning point, Chuck, in this game. Into the first half. Touchdown last play by Minster. Beautiful throw to the end zone as time expires, and then they start the third quarter receiving the kickoff and add on another score. Yep. Two unanswered touchdowns, and yep, that extended the lead, and Fort Loramie couldn't get enough stops.
Well, and in that drive to start the second half, yep, they converted a third and 12, and they converted a fourth and 12.
Down to 90 seconds to go in this game. Minster fakes the inside handoff. Steffi keeps, stays in bounds, runs wide, stood up at the 17. Down he goes as we near the one-minute mark, 41-28 in favor of Minster. Fort Loramie clearly with some very strong positives on which to build. Offense has so much potential, that's for sure. And Fort Loramie may not face an offense in Minster as good as this the rest of the season. Versailles will be mighty speedy next week,
right,
in the game at Fort Loramie. But everyone called it, saying Fort Loramie would have to grow up in a hurry. Two toughest games on the schedule, maybe weeks 1 and 2. Here is Minster. Bergman puts his head down and digs, plows, 25, 27, first down, moves the chains, under 30 to go, and that's it. Minster will defeat Fort Loramie in the season opener here at Minster Memorial Stadium by a final score of 41-28 as Minster ends a three-game losing streak to Fort Loramie. Next week, Minster on the road at Division IV Graham. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie is home to D6 Versailles. We'll return in a few minutes to wrap it up. 41-28 Minster over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details and Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Welcome back to Minster Memorial Stadium. Gorgeous night for high school football as we launched the high school season for 2023 here on scoresbroadcast.com with the annual Route 66 rivalry game, Minster-Fort Loramie. And just like the previous two, a lot of points, a grand spanking total of 10 touchdowns. Previous two games, 21 touchdowns in those two. 32 touchdowns in the last three games between Minster and Fort Loramie. And the last 2 years, Fort Loramie's offense could not be stopped by Minster. Redskins won the last two meetings, those two games last year, also won 2 years ago in the game here. But tonight, Minster with third-year starting quarterback, junior Brogan Steffi, downs Fort Loramie 41-28. And all night long, Minster turned in one big play after another. Steffi and Minster were Mr. Clutch all evening.
They were, and I'll tell you, your keys to the game were exactly the keys to the game because the big plays put a hurt on Loramie tonight. They had 99 rush yards tonight, Loramie did. 122 passing, that's 221 for the game. They had eight first downs, turned it twice. The difference, 36 rushes, 271 yards for Minster. They were 12 of 20 for 155 in the air, 426 total yards, 12 first downs. They didn't have the one turnover, but boy, just from the beginning to the end, that is an outstanding offensive football team.
And I apologize, I was mistaken earlier. Minster plays Versailles and Marion Local, but not Coldwater. That is the one club that Minster does not play. It's an unbalanced schedule in the MAC. There's one team that's determined every couple of years that you won't play. It's based on your success the last few seasons and your recent performance in terms of standings in the MAC. For example, Marion Local would not play the bottom of the league.
Right.
And, you know, it works its way. Two doesn't play nine. Three doesn't play eight.
Yeah, I kind of like the way they do that.
Yeah, yeah. And Minster, by virtue of finishing in the middle or in the second division last season and having a poor year 2 years ago, doesn't get Coldwater this season. Does play Marion Local in 2 weeks. Marion Local was ahead of Wapakoneta in the fourth quarter tonight by a point. Minster plays at Graham next week. Home with Marion Local week three in a big early season showdown. St. Henry, with a lot of returning players, was putting a whipping on its opponent tonight. Was that St. Mary St. Henry was beating? I think it was. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So in week six, Minster plays St. Henry. Delphi St. John's is much improved. That's a week eight game for Minster. New Bremen at home week nine, at Versailles week 10. Minster's mighty good, has got the strength to go 7-3, maybe even 8-2. Fort Loramie, a lot of positives. from this game tonight. Clearly, with 17, 18 returning starters, Minster the favorite going in to this evening's action. Fort Loramie with only half dozen returners. Redskins home with Versailles next week, home with Covington before traveling to Columbus Academy. Boy, the second half of that schedule full of tough Independence, Talawanda, St. Paul, Van Buren, Lucas, Lamb, Central Catholic.
Yeah.
That St. Paul is at Norwalk,
yeah.
St. Paul, which has gone deep into the playoffs a number of times in the past. But this Fort Loramie team will get better and better. A lot of very good individual pieces, Chuck, especially on,
oh, yeah,
especially on offense. Once Fort Loramie gets this two-person offense, this two-quarterback offense figured out, I think the Redskins will even be more potent. Offensive line did a nice job in the passing game. Didn't really open up many holes till the fourth quarter.
No.
When you stop and think, 28 points, pretty good production out of just 200 yards.
It is, because you didn't get 100 yards rushing. That is not what you're looking for if you're Fort Loramie.
No. What was Steffi throwing the ball?
He was 12 of 20 for 155 yards and one, two touchdowns. And he also ran for one, two, three, four touchdowns. He may be the player of the game for Minster. I haven't decided yet.
What an efficient performance of Steffi.
He's just an athlete, and boy, he gets in the open field, and you can't get him. He is shifty.
No, and he doesn't have to throw it real accurately all the time because his receivers are so daggone good.
Yeah, they're a football team. I'm looking forward to see them play some again this year.
Aiden Boland did knock through four straight extra points. Big swing in the game. Minster, last play, first half, touchdown to the end zone to go up by two scores before intermission. And then starting the third quarter, another touchdown to go up three scores. And Fort Loramie just could not overcome that for sure.
Yeah, 26-yard touchdown pass on the last play of the second half.
Yep, and that did it.
Or the first half, I'm sorry.
Yep. Our star of the game, Brogan Steffi for Minster.
Thomas Hoeing, he had a terrific game, I thought, for Loramie.
Had that kickoff return for a touchdown, was in on a number of hits on the defensive side of the ball. Thomas Hoeing for Fort Loramie, Brogan Steffi for Minster. Our Clancy stars of the game, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Vall Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Vall agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Vall Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We have the Fort Loramie Redskins home to Versailles next Friday night. Airtime on scoresbroadcast.com, 6:25 from Fort Loramie. Versailles victorious over Salina tonight by a score of 26-0. Minster on the road at Graham next week. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We do plan to cover Layman Catholic next Saturday at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, against a very good Southeastern Trojans team. So action next Friday and Saturday nights both here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to our terrific online listenership tonight. Thanks for joining us. A beautiful night for high school football. We were entertained. A fine game here at Minster. 10 touchdowns chalked up on the board as Minster defeats Fort Loramie by 13 points. For you, our listeners, our online audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Minster. Final tally once again, Minster 41, Fort Loramie 28.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC
AC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.